Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the Sickle CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to go right into your phone calls about whatever you want. We'll start things out with Anonymous calling from California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Anonymous. Hello, Anonymous. Anonymous going once. Anonymous in California going twice. We will try instead Jake in Missouri on the amp lines. Hello, Jake.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk to specifically you, Ian, and Dale about in a voluntary society, how do the prison systems work? And I will preface by saying that, Ian, I'm enjoying the Market for Liberty audio download that I got from Free Keen.
Oh, excellent.
I'm not all the way through it yet, and maybe we'll cover that, and maybe I'll listen. But I wanted to kind of get your take on that, the prison system.
You do understand that, like, when you say in a voluntary society, there's lots of different people trying lots of different solutions to different problems, and so all we can do is speculate. I mean, that's sort of something you have to preface it with. I have, like, ideas, but I'm not, you know, it's not my specialty. I'm like a computer programmer, so, and I draw things.
But that's what you want, just some ideas?
Exactly, yeah, and I get that, and it's a great answer when you guys say, listen, we can't be all things to everybody. The market can provide for these solutions without having everybody have their own solution, and I get that. But exactly, ideas is what I'm looking for.
Well, definitely you want to finish up the Market for Liberty. Anybody that's listening can download a free audiobook version or a PDF version of that at book.freekeen.com. And also, I highly recommend Dr. Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World. She also touches on how to deal with justice in a more free market world, and I think she does a really good job of talking about it from a compassionate perspective, because she's just loaded with compassion, that lady. She's awesome.
I kind of have my own ideas, too.
Well, let's hear your ideas.
I'll try to keep it short, but I basically have the notion, I don't think prisons work. I mean, I think as far as reforming people as a punishment, I do understand the notion that there are some people that we would want to keep away from other people for their safety. And, you know, how do you do that? I think even that can be done in a voluntary fashion, because I think if someone's truly violent, then they're going to get killed, you know, in a defensive act by someone, totally justifiable using defensive force to save their own life. And I think people who care about that person, whether it's their family or their loved ones, or perhaps a church group or a charity group that's trying to be humane for people who might be disturbed or who knows what, then those are the people who lock them away from others in order to keep that person safe and as well keep some kind of violence from happening again to someone else. So I think there's the notion of keeping people restrained from other people, but in a humane way, because right now prisons are animals don't deserve to be treated the way people are treated in prisons right now. I don't think that they, you know, I think people come out more likely, and they do in fact come out more likely to commit crimes. I think they feel victimized after all of that, and they feel like
got a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, they come out with a chip on their shoulder for the way they've been treated. It's not a rehabilitation process at all, and I wouldn't expect a state that has no accountability because it is a monopoly. That is the key problem with a state, is a monopoly that is not accountable. The best way to give it accountability again is for it to take away, not allow it to have that coercive monopoly. And I think a state is never going to handle our justice system in a responsible way. So
I think that one of the things that needs to be added to the discussion, Jake, is that, and I think Mark would agree as a small government kind of guy, that even the existing government system could be changed dramatically to improve the circumstances in the prisons. And, of course, you would see this in a free market world where a lot of the things that are called crimes today aren't really crimes because they don't have a victim. So we're talking about clearing out all of the drug war victims on there, the people that have been put in jail for marijuana or LSD or whatever it is, whatever chemical or plant they happen to be possessing or selling. All of those nonviolent, peaceful so-called criminals would no longer be in the system, which would take a huge burden off of the system. But bringing competition into the justice system is a much needed element. And if you're dealing with somebody who is a danger, I think in a lot of cases, when you've got individuals who've engaged in a violent act, it's a lot of the times it's a crime of passion. It's a lot of the times somebody is maybe a little too drunk at a bar and somebody bumps into them, they turn around, they take a swing. You know, one of those situations where it wasn't necessarily a premeditated thing, where they just lost control and they're probably very apologetic, very sorry later on for what they did. I think somebody that's in that situation, somebody that is upstanding member of society, can be kind of just let to continue on their life and pay restitution to their victims, thereby avoiding the whole process of incarceration.
The huge vast majority of actual crimes, meaning there's a victim involved, mm-hmm. like you said, the pretend crimes need to go away, the ones right. where there is no victim. But the huge vast majority of crimes that do have a victim, restitution is such a more reasonable way to deal with them.
And Jake,
I agree. And Ian, you had talked about the victimless crimes, and I agree completely. And I would say that I'm about 99%, you know, complete with my, I would say, journey towards voluntarism, but I just got a few hang-ups, and the prison system is one, and specifically habitual, you know, violent aggressors, and I think that, you know, that is kind of is helping out, but certainly agree with you with the nonviolent drug offenders, or so-called drug
Jake, even if in this their world of no government, this voluntary society, like our system's so bad that you've got to compare it to what we've got today before you can rebut anything that these folks said. And I'm not saying you are rebutting them. I'm just saying that those out there who are thinking, what a crappy idea. Well, let's compare it to the crappy system that we have today. Where I've been told these numbers in prison, they told us that 85% of inmates are recidivants, which means that they get out and they commit crimes again. I looked into my own numbers and I was able to crunch those, and I think that what they're talking about, maybe they're talking about the adult system, maybe they're talking about people who have A numbers, you know, two-time offenders essentially, but they're not talking about first-time youthful offenders. Those are about a 50% recidivant rate. However, when you take that 85% number, and it's good for something, right, you could probably make all the criminals pay restitution, and 85% of them might, 84%, if 84% of them didn't commit or committed crimes again, then you'd still have a better system than what we have today.
And just to
Well,
as I was going to say, to focus on the issue of the most violent criminals and to expound on what you had said, Dale, and Dr. Ruark does a good job of this, I think, in Healing Our World, where she points out that for those guys that are just so dangerous that you can't trust them to be remaining on the streets and to be actually paying, working for and paying the restitution, then it would make sense to put them somewhere. But how do you pay for that, of course, becomes the question. How, you know, if they're not going to be willing
and
to
I don't think you want to be able to do it without accountability. A lot of people want this violent state that's going to catch those people and hold them accountable. But how do you hold the state accountable so that they don't abuse that? That is inevitable in my mind, because
competition,
if the state
the
itself
prisons.
Has no accountability, and by the nature of a state, it doesn't. Exactly. Well, you say competition. That's another thing. I was going to say, when we're talking about preference of words, I like accountability. And I think that's what competition brings it. You know,
absolutely.
When it's not a monopoly anymore, it's accountable.
Well,
and so to me, it's like, yeah, go ahead.
Well, what Dr. Ruart suggests is that if you've got somebody who is going to be sentenced, let's say they've gone to the arbitration has happened, they have been found guilty of committing the crime, there's clear evidence that they did this awful, horrendous crime, then what you'd have is, in a competitive world, you'd have offers coming in from the different prison systems. And that you might be able to choose, essentially, the criminal might actually be able to choose, well, I'd like to go here, maybe because it's in a state that's close to my loved ones, or I'd like to go here because they're known to be treating people more humanely than the other guys, or whatever, or they've got good food. Whatever the issues would be, they'd have different prisons competing for the criminals to house them. And I think that would go a long way to improving conditions.
A lot of people don't want to think like that, because they're thinking, they can't get out of the mode of thinking of punishment.
Right.
Yeah. But we need to make this person suffer because they made someone else suffer.
Right, they need to be in a dark, dank cell. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I would just want to expand on what Mark said, because when he's, you know, look at a lot of people when they say, well, bad things are going to happen without a violent government, like, oh, corporations will just become the government. That's what's happening right now.
Yeah.
The corporations bought the government because it's for sale. You know, whoever's
absolutely.
Most powerful is going to, whoever wants power, who craves power, is going to seek the power of that institution that you created that is not accountable.
Jake, did we address your question at all?
Yeah, you did, but Ian, you brought up how do you pay for it, but you guys are also talking about having a competition in the prisons. How do you make somebody go into that prison without using coercion or aggression?
Well, they've already given up. That's a great question. We'll address it here in a moment. Hang on, we can bring it back. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, when it comes to male enhancement, we know you want to feel bigger, firmer, more in control. That's why you need Maxoderm. Maxoderm is instant male enhancement. It's topically applied, and it's for any man who wants to feel bigger, firmer, faster. That's right. With Maxoderm, there's no waiting hours, weeks, or even months to feel its effects. Customers report they literally start feeling it in 59 seconds or less. Bet you won't feel that with a pill. So guys, if you want to feel bigger, firmer, faster than ever before, go with the one product you can count on. Maxoderm, with over 50 million applications sold to men just like you. Isn't it time you used Maxoderm too? Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Maxoderm today. We'll rush it to you in an unmarked package. There's no waiting with Maxoderm. So what are you waiting for?
Call 800-781-9213 and get your free supply of Maxoderm now. Call 800-781-9213. 800-781-9213. That's 800-781-9213.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from?
You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, including live streams, broadband, dial-up, even a webcam, all free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
You want to pay higher prices for goods and services? Well, every time someone doesn't pay their bills, that's one of the many compelling reasons. And you do every time somebody doesn't pay their bills. That's one of the many compelling reasons that SACL CAI has been at the cornerstone of collections for more than 35 years. Before you pay higher prices, think whether the business, be it bank, hospital, retail store, or utility, can use some help with their collections to contain costs so that they're not passed on to you. Tell them to call the dedicated collections experts at SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue taking your calls. Jake is still on the line in Missouri with some good questions about private justice. Sorry, maybe market justice is a better way to put that, because when you use the term privatization, it kind of it's not really an accurate term, because it kind of portrays the idea that government will just give contracts to their buddies in industry, and that's not what we're talking about at all. We're talking about transitioning, evolving away from this government one-size-fits-all, coercive, monopolistic justice system to a system where justice really can happen because competition exists in that market where it doesn't exist
and
today.
And it's not perfect justice. But, no. I mean, we don't live in a perfect world. It's just better.
Yeah,
because there's accountability. It's as simple as that.
But, so Jake, you had right before we went to break, you had said, well, what about the violent person? What about the person who commits violence against another individual? Isn't it aggressing to put that guy in a jail cell without his consent? Was that essentially your question?
Yeah, exactly.
And I would say, and I'd like Dale to comment on this, because I would say, no, it is not aggression if that person is indeed guilty of the crime he committed. If he has aggressed against someone else and he's not willing to voluntarily do the right thing, if he's a danger to society, if he's not willing to go out there and voluntarily restitute his victim, then he gave up his right. He gave up those rights by aggressing against that person originally. So
I don't count it
as aggression by taking that violent, dangerous person and putting them in a place where they won't be able to be violent to someone.
And then the next question, though, and let me anticipate a possible question, because you may not even be the only person with the question. Well, then how do we objectively determine what is right or not, whether or not this person is actually, you know, aggressed and justified being locked away somewhere? And again, there isn't any objective answer to that question, because we don't live in a perfect world, but that's why we have different forces at work who are accountable for what they do. If there's someone who challenges that assumption, his family might come forward and say, he didn't really do that. This isn't correct. And then, but you know, so you have these different organizations keeping each other in check, as opposed to one who is automatically right just by some magical virtue of having, you know, the right badges and titles and voting.
Not only Dale, are they being kept in check by competition in the marketplace, but there also is, and there's of course the accountability factor, there's also a liability factor.
Exactly.
Because if a private arbitrator, if a market arbitrator puts somebody in jail who didn't actually commit the crime, then, and it's proven later on that so-and-so didn't commit the crime, the arbitrator really blew it in that particular case, then they're going to probably lose their business at that point. Whereas when the government blows it and puts somebody in jail, 20 years down the line, 10 years later, they say, whoops, we just really made a mistake there. I'll turn you loose. See you later, buddy.
They're a monopoly, so they're not accountable. And
right.
So they abuse their power tremendously.
So they have to be very cautious in a marketplace. The market justice system has to be much more careful about the prosecutions that it engages in, and make sure they better damn well have the right person. Otherwise, they shouldn't move forward with the prosecution, because if they don't have them dead to rights, then, and there's a chance that somebody else could come back later on and say that, you know, sorry, you were wrong, then that's going to hurt their business to the point where they probably will end up going out of business,
and
it'll be very difficult for them to get insurance and all that.
Yeah, and keep in mind, too, that we're talking about a world where no one, where it would be completely ridiculous for me to come to you and say, you are not allowed to have weapons to defend yourself. You know, this is, you know, we're looking at a different world in that respect, too, where you're not being restricted. When you no longer have this false confidence that's inspired by this really ridiculous faith in government to protect you, then you are much more likely to actually prepare yourself to defend yourself better, to have a, to fortify your home better, and you won't be paying thousands of dollars in property taxes every year. So you'll have, you know, the economic benefits of not having the state means everyone's better off to take care of themselves, and that includes protecting themselves and hiring defense agencies and things like that. So there's so many factors at work, I think, that you have to consider when you're, you know, it's not perfect. And anyone who challenges it and tries to make you prove that it's going to be perfect and solve everybody's problems is living in a fantasy world already, because we don't live in a perfect world now with statism. Far from it, you know. We've got cops that are supposed to prevent traffic accidents and traffic laws and everything, and we still have lots of traffic accidents. We have a huge, massive defense spending, and we still had 9/11, and we still have people dying in wars overseas. They're being sent over there by our own governments. We still have, they're not making us safer from terrorism by this war on terror. We had all these world wars that were caused by governments fighting with each other. We have lots of crime despite police. We have lots and lots of problems with statism.
It's also a mindless, heartless justice system as well.
Yeah.
The people that administer the government justice system are just going by the book. They're not really, in many cases, there are mandatory minimums and things like that where the judges aren't even allowed, even the government judges aren't even allowed to think for themselves and to say, well, you know, this is your first time and so therefore we're going to waive this or whatever. They in many cases don't have the ability to make those choices. Well, I'm sorry, but I have to send you to jail. I don't want to do this, but I have to. We heard that recently.
Again, no accountability here. I have to do it. It's not my responsibility.
Let's not leave out that the state itself benefits from putting people in jail. It creates a larger state, and just like any other organization, the state wants to grow. The people want to have more people beneath them.
And everyone who's got a nice government job wants job security, and that means that police, and it's even if they're not consciously doing it, it is job security for them for there to be more crime. And for crimes to go away means less for them to do, and that's a threat to their jobs. And so there's all of that as well.
So make some more rules
I think police know that they can't create or lessen the amount of crime that's being committed. They can only make more things crimes.
Right.
That's why you'll always see the police unions coming out against any kind of even medical marijuana. Oh no, we can't do that. Why? Well, because people might see that marijuana is a relatively harmless plant, and then they might legalize it across the board. They know that they're a great deal of their funding comes from giving people tickets for possessing this stuff, and a lot of their purpose for being a police officer is, in fact, to give people tickets for having marijuana.
All right, so, Jake, any other thoughts?
Well, not to monopolize the conversation here or the phone lines here, but I wanted to use the analogy of, like, a neighborhood association, and I try to use that when I'm explaining to people who may not be anywhere near where I am as far as the thought of voluntarism. What are your thoughts on that type of analogy? Does it hold water? And I guess specifically, if you move into a neighborhood, you agree to abide by the laws in that neighborhood association, who can provide services like the roads, like...
I'm all in favor of it. As long as people are agreeing to be to the rules, I don't see what the problem is with that
idea. There are a few potential complications with that, depending on how they're trying to enforce that.
Thank you for the call, Jake. We can look at that in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You know, Dale, I know you had some points you wanted to make about neighborhood associations. Let's put that on the table for just a moment here as we continue with the phone calls, because Phil is on the line listening to WSEG in Mount Jackson, Virginia. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you doing tonight, gentlemen?
Just great. Phil, what's on your mind?
Kind of switching topics a little bit, but something I've noticed lately, browsing the different talk shows and so forth on radio and even on TV, and I'm not quite sure to make of it, but it seems like a lot of these talking heads, especially on the right, have suddenly discovered this newfound love of liberty and libertarian principles.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're talking about.
That did not exist 2-3 years ago. Now, I only noticed this probably within the past year.
Yeah. It didn't exist until Barack Obama became the president, pretty much.
Yeah.
And it's exactly what we predicted would happen.
Some of them even were picking up towards the end of Bush's second term. I noticed this when a lot of people on the right saw this right on the wall that, oh, wait a minute, Bush isn't a conservative. But at the same time, I noticed this sudden shift in a lot of them. I mean, you see see some of these other talking heads, and I don't know how you feel about naming names, but...
Go ahead.
All right. Glenn Beck is suddenly the biggest purveyor of liberty, and he might as well be Ron Paul's biggest vocal advocate all of a sudden with a lot of the stances he's coming out with.
You know, to Glenn Beck's credit, I think he's the one that deserves the credit for being the most intellectually honest amongst the conservative talk hosts. He was He was one of the ones that was making the transition during the Bush administration. So he gets credit for being one of the leaders, not one of the bandwagon people. I think of the mainstream guys. Also, he did have Ron Paul on, I believe, as a guest during Ron Paul's presidential campaign. He's had Penn Jillette on as a guest a number of times on his television show. I don't believe he is anything close to a libertarian, but he's as close as they get from the mainstream conservative talkers. But go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, and I was going to Glenn Beck because he's the most obvious example of who's changed. And I will agree that he's been moving in this direction for quite some time.
Didn't Ann Coulter? Ann Coulter one of the people who started being supportive of Ron Paul?
I've never heard Ann Coulter say anything supportive of Ron Paul.
No, I haven't. I'm not.
I haven't been following her anymore, but I heard someone say that.
I think she has one quote. She supported Ron Paul on something.
I know she made a special exception for the Iraq War.
she's way too into an...
this was after the election, you know.
Yeah, this
after her guy didn't win.
Much more interventionist foreign policy. But another one, and I picked this up because I kind of straddle the fence between libertarianism and conservatism on certain issues. I picked up Mark Levin's book, and I was coming through that, and all of a sudden I'm reading things that I'm hearing on this show, and other media that I found, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, where was this 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago? You know, when you were becoming a famous talk show host, why weren't you saying some of these things then? And I was like, wow, do we really have to go so far into statism before people finally just wake up?
Yes, probably that's true, but I don't know if they're really waking up. I don't know how much I believe, what was his name, Levin, the great one, as he's called. I don't know about how intellectually honest these people are being, but I can tell you that when Barack Obama won the presidential election, the prediction was made on this show were going to hear the conservative hosts out there and the politicians who consider themselves Republicans all of a sudden finding liberty again.
Yeah, they're going to get principled.
When they're not in power, they're suddenly all for liberty.
Right now, it's going to be, freedom is under threat. The socialists are taking over, even though their policies have been socialist for years.
Yeah.
So they're completely intellectually dishonest because they're never pointing their fingers at their guys, at their loving Dovey Bush guy that was in for 8 years doing all kinds of damage to the economy and freedom.
The Republicans did do something recently that really handed something wonderful to people who believe in liberty and love liberty, is they're going to be pushing this whole libertarian talk for a while, and people are going to start, picking it up as a result. But then talk to one of these people, you're going to be able to say to them, yes, but the Republicans were in from 2000 to 2006, and what did they do but grow the government 65% more than it already was? Bush growing the government more than any president up until that time.
I love to talk about Bush's socialist programs.
So please don't fall for that crap again. Now, what are the solutions?
This,
I don't know.
I do think it's a great thing, though, that it's being said, because more people need to hear it. Now, as far as the politicians endorsing and so forth, I haven't seen too much of a change from a lot of the Republicans who are still in there.
All right, well, that's just it. Talk is cheap.
But the talking heads, the more they say this and at least pay lip service to it, it gets people thinking.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And I think that while the how intellectually honest they all are is definitely up for debate.
Well, yes,
the
Phil,
fact that being heard is the beautiful thing.
Well, there's no doubt about it, Phil. I mean, the more people hear Penn Jillette talking sense on Glenn Beck's show, or they hear Ron Paul talking sense as a guest on whoever it is that's having him on, the more likely they are going to be to go and Google Ron Paul and then find the Liberty Movement through him, and then, you know, eventually run into Free Talk Live or the Free State Project or something like this, eventually finding a real solution. I think you're right. Putting the ideas out there has value, but I think a lot of the problem comes into where the ideas are put out there simply to garner an audience, right? I mean, the conservatives know that if they talk about freedom when the Democrats are in control, that the conservative base that they've had as their audience for a long time will get all riled up and get excited and buy their books and stuff like that. And that's what's happening. You know, Glenn Beck's on the top of the bestseller list. Mark Levin's been selling all kinds of books. And so they'll bankroll on this. And then, of course, when people finally come around to asking, well, what can we do? What's the solution here? They'll be able to see the socialism, and then they'll ask, well, what can we do? And, of course, the solution will be pitched to them as, well, just give the Republicans another chance, and they'll get it right next time. And the question is, how many people will fall for it? It seems like most of them will, because every 4 years, it's the same old issues, the same old talking points, just with different talking heads running for office, and there's just these cycles. It goes from Democrat to Republican, Democrat 8 years, Republican 8 years, maybe 4 years here and there, and then it just cycles right on back, as though the political party has somehow changed significantly, as though anything has changed. The Republicans always talk about liberty when they're not in control, and when they're in control, they still say it's liberty when they're going over and bombing people in other countries around the world. So,
agree.
Will it have any major effect on increasing the real pro-liberty hardcores in this country? I don't know. I think you're right that some people will make their way to a true message of liberty through all of the morass and the noise out there. But once it's election time again, those Republican guys that are talking about freedom are just going to get right behind whatever Republican candidate happens to be the top candidate of the day. And then once that, if those Republicans win, you will see they will continue the policies of the Democrats, just like the Democrats are continuing the policies of the Bush administration and on so on and so forth. And they'll build more tyranny on top of it. If it lasts that long, maybe the U.S. will crumble by 2012.
How much does it take before people lose faith in politics?
Like you said, Ian,
at least at the national level. I've lost the faith in it, period, because I think it is inherently corrupt, the nature of it. And so I've lost faith in it completely personally. And I know a lot of people disagree with me, but how can you at this point not have completely lost faith in politics at the national level? At least come to New Hampshire and do it here. If you must do politics, at least come do it here. I'm not giving my endorsement to any kind of politics, but
it's baffling, though. I agree with you. It's completely confusing as to how people can be so blind and to believe that the next politician is the one that's really, he's telling the truth now. We're going to get what we asked for. It's nonsense.
I'm even scared of how people reacted with Ron Paul. I mean, it did seem like, you know, the people were, you know, had a bit of a cult of personality going around Ron Paul.
He was going to fix everything, Mark.
But, you know, at least Ron Paul, I think, was principled.
Hey, Phil, great call. Thank you for making it. It's exactly happening exactly as we thought it would. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds, AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And you can do that at amp.freetalklive.com. You get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All of the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. I got another affiliate today. Yesterday I said we had one, another signed agreement come in from a new affiliate, and today another one came in. Today is a little unusual. We've actually got a radio station that's going to be joining us to take Free Talk Live on their internet stream. Now, that happened a long time ago with WJOL in Joliet, Illinois, and they actually still have us on their internet stream.
Thanks to Zeus.
And the way it... Yep, thank you, Zeus. But the way that works is... The reason why it's happening like this, they're going to be, this new station is, I guess I can announce it because it's starting tonight. I don't think I'll jinx it. WSYR in Syracuse, New York. Fairly decent sized market, fairly popular radio station. It's a clear channel station. They're not going to take the show on the air yet, but this is a great first step to getting Free Talk Live on the radio waves. But what they're doing is they're going to air Free Talk Live 7 nights a week on their internet stream during the overnight shift. And the reason for that is the show they have on the air, Coast to Coast, which is the most popular overnight show in the nation.
By a long, long stretch.
It's incredibly popular. apparently they charge the radio stations that they that they're on. You don't have to pay to air Coast to Coast on your transmitter, but you do have to pay to put Coast to Coast on your internet stream. It's some sort of licensing. I don't even know what the reason is for this, but
I guess it's about the talent getting paid, from what I understand.
About the advertising talent or something. I don't know. But we don't restrict our radio stations like that. So this station, WSYR, came to Free Talk Live, and they said, well, can we put your show on in place of this show, but only on the stream? And I said, sure. And, in fact, they not only do they want us during overnights, they also want us in place of their Yankee games. So the baseball companies around the country, whenever the baseball is on the radio, the stations aren't allowed to stream it. There's a really hardcore contract in place with the baseball companies that says you can't stream these games because they don't want to allow people outside of a certain geographic area to be able to hear the games. It's really restrictive and outrageous.
I've heard something about that, but that's fascinating.
Yeah, so that's an in for Free Talk Live. So yeah. Because these baseball guys don't want to allow the stations to run their games on their internet streams, that could be a way that we could really expand to a lot more stations. So welcome to our listeners in Syracuse that'll be listening to this show for the first time tonight, if all goes smoothly. A lot of times, the first time they try to do things, something screws up. But presuming everything works well, we'll be on at 1 a.m. in Syracuse, New York, on their internet stream. Pretty cool. WSYR. So thanks to the Free Talk Live amplifiers for making all of this possible. They help us market the show. They help us get on more stations and, in this case, more internet streams. And that means more people hearing the ideas of freedom from real principled sources, unlike those other talk show hosts that we were talking about a few moments ago. All right. So, Dale, let's go back to the discussion of the neighborhood associations. What we were talking about before is market justice, and then our caller had asked a question about, well, what about people that get into these neighborhood associations? Would that be something that would be acceptable to us as far as agreeing to behave in certain ways and have your home kept up in certain ways? And you said there were complications to that.
The primary complication, I guess you could derive the others from this, is that you make contracts with people, not with a piece of property. And so you might have a contract with the person who moves into a house, but if that person sells their property, then, you know, that's where it gets complicated, because you have a contract with the person who lives there, not with their home.
Yeah, but when you sell the property, the contract goes along with it.
How is that working? That's where it sounds kind of status. Because now you're at that, I mean, how is that much different than a city that says, if you move here, then these are some things that you must agree to? And before long, everything is under some contract, and now you have the same thing now where I can pick a different master to live under.
The way deed restrictions work now is, what you're presuming, Dale, is that everywhere would be deed restricted. And I don't believe that would be the case. I, for one, am not interested in living in a deed restricted area. I don't know about you, but
I probably would not want to. I'm just saying that you've essentially created, if you've attached a contract to an area where even it go, you know, that isn't really in line with property rights.
When
I own my home, then I don't. No one else gets to tell me what to do on that property if I'm not harming anyone.
But you're right about that.
Or their property.
But if you bought the home with an agreement attached to it, you're buying the home with the agreement. So you're coming in and they're saying, okay, well, in order to live here in Shady Acres, you'll have to agree to blah, 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 blah,
well,
blah, whatever it is.
I think the way you resolve that is they own it, and you buy a very long-term lease with them or something, and then they're exercising their property rights and saying there's rules in this area, and you know, so...
That's just another way of configuring the same thing, though, what you're talking about there. I mean, whether you do it that way, where they own it and you're just leasing it, or you're buying the property with essentially a rider, basically, a contract that goes along with it. Basically, they're saying, you cannot buy this property from us unless you agree to these additional terms, unless you agree to pass these additional terms on to the next seller. So therefore, you wouldn't be able to sell the property to someone else unless they also agreed to that same agreement. And for you and I, Dale, you know, freewheeling guys, we don't want that kind of agreement, and that's why we don't live in gated neighborhoods and things like that. So I think the marketplace would provide all of the above. You would find the most restrictive, Nazi-esque neighborhoods where the neighborhood Nazis would be able to run wild with their neighborhood associations, and they'd be able to tell you that you can only paint your house in puce and mauve, and then there'd be freer areas where there'd be, you know, maybe a midpoint where there's some restrictions and some not.
It does sound very similar now. So if you don't, you know, to people who say you don't like, if you don't like the, you know, America, then why don't you leave? And everything is effectively deed restricted, you know, and it's like, so I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not sure what keeps
it from, I don't know what keeps that from happening.
What keeps what from happening?
I don't know what would keep, potentially everywhere from becoming deed restricted.
It's possible. Right. And some people have said that a free market world could be more restrictive than the current world we're in. That's a possibility. I mean, it's very realistic. Like if a bunch of, there's the Christian Exodus Project, right, where these really hardcore people that consider themselves Christians, whether they actually are or not is another issue. But, you know, the ones that want to control your belief system, the ones that, you know, have a very specific, they don't like gay people, they don't like whatever it is.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
They're just the hating Christians. They want to get together and they want to bring their hate together and they want to have themselves a little place where they can live. I wouldn't want to set foot in a place like that, but there are some people that do want to be very exclusive. Some people don't want Mexicans around. Some people don't want, whatever. They have very specific rules about who they want to associate with, and as far as I'm concerned, let them all get together and make all kinds of restrictive rules.
Stay away from me.
Right, there's the...
Don't do it over there. Be racist over there.
There's the Catholic town in Florida, Ave Maria, where you pretty much have to be a Catholic if you want to live there. I mean, you could probably not be a Catholic.
Well, I see these things as better alternatives. Than what we have now, certainly. I mean,
they're totally
statism,
consent-based.
Well,
right?
But yeah,
except
I guess,
kids
you know what, I think it's those kinds of things that, in the same way that there are people who are concerned that, like, unlimited property rights could be abused, and that, you know, but really property rights, I think, in a free market, we have to work out differences over what is a reasonable property right, you know, because like, for instance, I might say, one person might say, who's very, very capitalist-oriented, might say, you stick a flag in, you're the first person to get there, you stick a flag in an island, you own the island. Mm-hmm. And, there's the notion that the reason we own things is because we've mixed our labor with them. And
yeah.
If you don't allow people to own things, then you can retroactively enslave them. If I steal something from you, I've retroactively enslaved you for the time and effort you put into it. So there's different notions of what is sufficient to mix your labor with something and say you own it. Someone might say, I stuck a flag in it, I own it. Someone else might say, I built a fence around it and I own it. Someone else might say, you have to actually farm on it or build a house on it. And then that's sufficient to say you've homesteaded it and now you own it. And now you can sell it because and someone else, and transfer ownership or whatever.
So who decides?
Because you've earned it. And, well, the market does.
The market does, exactly.
Exactly.
So there will be different ranges.
So what you're talking about is certainly something that people will experiment with in the market. There's no doubt about it. And then it could come into dispute. Someone could say, you know what, they don't have any right to attach this thing to my property that I own free and clear or whatever. Or they can't say that. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's something I think that the market would have to
work
out.
One problem I see, Ian, is one of the complaints that you have about minarchy is that it creates a government that isn't going to last, even though we've, the minarchists that created a government in the United States.
No, I don't. Longevity is not an issue for me. It's force and aggression. That's my objection to minarchy.
You've said that it doesn't work because the government grows. You've claimed.
Oh, I don't believe that a government can stay small. No,
okay.
I don't believe that.
And your claim is, so, you know, the
all
evidence
I think
is the
reason
contrary.
It doesn't work is because it's not accountable.
Right, but that, understood. So one of the problems with these deeds that you're talking about, putting a rider on a deed that says that, what if 300 years ago they, on my land, the landlord said, well, you got to shoot every engine that comes on the property. See, I mean, these riders could go on forever. I have the deed from back in the 1700s. I've got it.
It does reek a bit of minarchy. A little bit.
Well, if you shouldn't have bought that property if you didn't want to kill the engines.
You are slap nuts.
All right, hour three is coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.